So we are going to talk about the state of WebView with Niklas. Thanks.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
sounds about right.
Okay, so I'm Niklas. I'm a chair of the W3C WebView community group for 2 years now, and I'm a maintainer of Apache Cordova, and that's the way I got into WebViews. So because Apache Cordova uses WebViews for building cross-platform apps, and yeah, I had some trouble with WebViews in the past, and so I joined the community group to make a change. First, raise your hand, please, if you have ever used WebView for some kind of application. Oh, that's good. More than I expected. And if you haven't used it before, have you ever thought about WebView while developing for the web or whatever? Oh, that's what I expected. So for the next few minutes, this is a little overview of what I want to talk about. It's a bit of a diverse topic, and yeah, WebViews are in a weird space, we will see. I'll catch you up on what WebViews are and yeah, what may be the future for WebViews. So first, what is a WebView? The short answer is we still don't know. So we're still figuring out what exactly is a WebView. We came up with different definitions. Some of them are over here. They are quite good, but we still get into arguments, have long discussions, and never found a good definition. And yeah, essentially it means if you're embedding the web into an application, you're using a web view. But yeah, there are different kinds of web views. This is something we could find a quite good definition. We have defined two types of web views, a fully fledged web view, which can basically do anything you want, just like the browser and more. And we have browser-like web views. So the criteria we defined are user experience flexibility, the access to web content, and yeah, state sharing. I will get to that later. This is defined in our usage and challenges report, part of the WebView community group. So as an example, I gave you a screenshot of an application using Android WebView. You can see in the top part is a native UI. This is something very ugly I built myself. And then in the bottom, there's the WebView component, which renders a web page. So the app can mess and influence the content of the WebView in any way it wants, because it has APIs like JavaScript access to cookies, loading stuff, loading CSS into the page, whatever. The other type of WebView is another example. This is like a browser-like WebView experience. It's Android custom tabs. You might notice it from social media apps where you click on the link and not your default browser opens, but it opens inside the app. And yeah, custom tab is the API on Android for that. It brings its own UI. As you can see, you see the domain where you're going to and the title of the web page. And it can do things like state sharing with the browser, so you might be logged in into your accounts. And it's more reliably used for web browsing because the app developer has less access and cannot mess with you and extract content from the page. What else is different, or what else differs WebViews from browsers? So WebViews are developed separately from browser development in some kind of fashion. So I'm not sure. I don't work for a browser vendor, but I've talked to some, and yeah, WebViews sit somewhere between the native teams and the browser teams. So they have to consider both sides because they have native APIs and browser things they need to consider. They're also more complex to build because you have to take into consideration extra security and compatibility stuff. And yeah, this makes them a lot more harder to develop. And some browser vendors told me that it takes more time to build something for WebViews than for browsers. WebViews as well are not part of the things Patrick talked about, like interop, yearly browser planning. So some features might come later or not get implemented into WebViews. Again, a little overview why I care about WebViews. I started building apps using WebViews. Then I got into maintaining a project that uses WebViews and used the feature of the capability of WebView to build a cross-platform framework, Apache Cordova. I got maintainer on this project. The community group was founded a few years ago, and I joined because of my interest to improve the group, and now I'm acting as a chair and trying to figure out a way how we can improve WebViews. Why you should care about WebViews? You might want to consider WebViews in some parts of the web development process because they are a critical component for many apps. You might use them every day without noticing, and yeah, they might expose you to security risk if the developer isn't using web views properly. They're used for in-app browsing, so you might go to a page and it is broken because the web view isn't up to date to the browser browser status. And you might be using mini apps. Mini apps are not that popular here in Europe, but in China they're a big deal and basically everywhere. And mini apps are using web views to deliver experiences, app experience to the users, and many users in China or in Asia in general don't go to browsers that often, but everything happens inside super apps and mini apps, and web views are a big part of this. And in my opinion, yeah, the web is the best cross-platform technology we have today. It's good to build for the web, so you can target basically any system, so web views are part of this. The current state of web views is pretty broad, pretty complicated. We have mobile web views, we have desktop web views, we have frameworks, platforms that are using web views for different kinds of things, like Electron is using some kind of web view, and it's everywhere basically. And embedding the web is really important. Some developers are building apps using web views, and they need web views to keep up to date. And it would be great to have the same content we have on the browser inside the web view as well without any issues. So fragmentation is a problem or could become a bigger problem. Most of the web views we have today are provided by the operating system, so they're part of the platform you're targeting, and they're bundled with the operating system, so you don't need to care about updating the web view yourself as an app developer. And this is what you have today. But there are some pain points for web views, and there are some good reasons why we formed the community group. So the biggest thing is the difference in behavior and support of web features. So some web features come to web views at a later stage or don't come to web views at all, and this creates some friction if you want to use the same content for a web view and a browser. Web views have native APIs. So basically every web view has its own native APIs that do similar things, but do it in a different way and have different capabilities, which creates some problems. And sometimes it's hard to find out why something in a web view is broken, why it's not supported, or what's going on here. The example I always bring is the topic of custom schemes, origins, loading local files. I won't bore you with the details, but I spent many months figuring out problems here. And yeah, this comes from the Apache Cordova case, where we have an app written in React, Angular, Vue.js, bundle it together inside an app bundle, put it in the app, and then the web view is loading local content from the file system, so not from the internet, and web views have APIs for this. Here's a little difference of the two APIs. They have different names, a different approach, but do the same thing in theory, but because they're not doing exactly the same thing, you have to figure out how you can make it work, and this created some problems for Cordova and similar approaches in the past. So to tackle this, all of this and the WebView community group came up with the need we have to document issues like this somehow and other data for the web. We have web features today, as Patrick mentioned earlier today, and this is great for getting an overview of everything, and so we applied this to the web views. And yeah, to make it work, to experiment with the data we have, we built a new site, canawebview.com, to write down first behavioral documentations like the native APIs, and also work with web features, BCD, and everything we learned today. So this is a screenshot of the site, and basically the best example we have today. We extended the tooling from web features a little bit. So we have web views and their equivalent browser. So Android web view should be similar to Chrome on Android. iOS web view should be similar to Safari on iOS. So CanaWeb view today shows you this table where things don't match. We see there's some kind of mixed support. This is all coming from web features. And Canary WebView is just the place to host it today to visualize it, but the data is together with all the other data for browsers. So we don't create a new space, we just do it today here on Canary WebView. Maybe at some point it will be part of MDN, Canary Use, and all the other resources. We started with BCD and then came to Web Features to draw a picture. And thanks to the help from Open Web Docs, some people at Google, we managed to get a good overview today. And we're still discussing how to implement this into something like Baseline and all the other resources. So the community group currently focuses on documentation and tooling. So as you saw, we have canarywebview.com/baseline, where you can see an overview. We also built and published some testing apps where you can load your site you're developing elsewhere, you're developing for the browser, into a web view and test if something's going wrong and reproduce bugs. So these apps are available on the stores to download. And you can have a look yourself and figure out web views without building native apps yourself. So in the past, I always had to build my own native app to test something in WebViews. Another interesting approach, I recently started working on a servo. We will hear about servo later today. And servo has the slogan on their main page today, so they're focusing on embedding. So this sounds like a perfect fit for WebViews. And I took some time to look into this. And servo is a good fit for trying a new WebView, trying how we can do things differently, and servo is really gaining traction and their focus is set on this, so it's a good time now. Naturally, because I'm coming from Apache Cordova, I got into figuring out how we can embed servo into Apache Cordova. I built a plugin for this and it works on Android right now, because servo is pretty easy to get going on Android, which was surprising to me, but I'm happy to report that we can use it. There's still a lot of details to figure out, and you will notice pretty quickly that some things are broken and not working as expected, but I'm gonna keep working on this, and I'm looking forward for collaborating with the servo team there. Thanks to the help and some funding from NGI MobiFree Fund, which is run by NLNet, I got a little bit of time to work on this as a my free time project. Currently, I'm working on getting the essential features done for Apache Cordova, which is a plugin bridge. So in Apache Cordova, you have a website with JavaScript, HTML, CSS, and then you can call native functions of the operating system, like take a picture, get the location, or act with Bluetooth, wireless, whatever. What would normally not be available in a browser can be available in your web view with Apache Cordova, and for this we use a plugin bridge. And I'm getting to work this, but servo lacks some APIs. We have an Android web view, for example, so I have to work around this, but maybe at some point we will get those APIs in servo, and it would be a great opportunity to make it work properly. So what does the future bring for web views? I'm not sure. Web views definitely need a lot more considerations for security, privacy. This is the number one priority, because if we make changes to WebView and we don't think about security and privacy, things go downhill pretty quickly, and we definitely don't want to do this. And we think improving WebViews and improving the documentation around WebViews and reducing fragmentation around WebViews helps a lot of other areas, like mini-apps. And mini apps are very fragmented as well. They have their own APIs, their own problems, but we're looking forward to working together with them as well. Also, AI is everywhere these days. We are not sure if it stays or how it will stay, but maybe WebViews will play a role there as well. Maybe WebView APIs, WebViews will be part of AI experiences. So this is also a reason why we should focus on WebViews today. The talk is titled, Can We Fix Things? Short again, I'm not sure. I'm just an independent developer, open source developer. I don't have any stakes in browser development, so it's hard to tell how we can change things, if we can change things, because vendors for good reasons, move carefully and don't want to break their things. The APIs for WebViews have grown over the years, and they should be stable for good reasons. And therefore, there is not enough interest yet to work on collaboration, on standards, and revising those APIs. I think most of the group agrees that documentation and toolings are the best way forward. So we're going to continue with the stuff, with the work on the documentation we did. And this might show a path where we're going to improve web views. I really like the position of being independent in this space here, because web views have lot of different perspectives. You have app developers, you have web developers, you have browser engine providers, you have framework developers. And my position is pretty unique because I'm independent in this space, and it's interesting to talk of all of these and find out how web views are used. So coming to the end, I think I would like to highlight that we need help here. So if you have issues with web views, please reach out and write about it on blog posts, issues. We are still collecting. We have a report that's called Document Usage and Challenges. And we're looking forward to expanding this report, find out how web views are used, what could be improved, what's typical, what are issues, and we need help there. Also writing docs, so the behavioral docs, the different APIs are documented in many places, but there's not a good overview of all these APIs. And it's hard to find out what changes, especially change logs are a thing. When a new iOS comes out, you have to figure out what changed, what is anything broken. Same for Android. So this is really a thing. I got a good idea today that we could do based on web features a changelog of all the web views, like get an overview. That's also a reason why we have Canary Web View, like a place for all web views on the same page. So bring in new ideas. If you have anything you know about web views, anything in mind, consider joining the community group at WFVC. And we have regular meetings, and it's a good place to get started. And I also could need some support for Servo, but I'm hopeful for this. So we need more APIs for Servo view, so we can embed Servo properly, do something like Cordova, and figure out if a new engine like Servo might be a good path. So we are moving away from only the engines the operating system provides. The big open questions I want to close here and give to the room and start the Q&A is, do you have anything in mind you want to share? You could do it now or later with me. And do we think Servo is a viable replacement web view we could use in the future instead of the already existing web views? And the long distant goal is standardization. So the WebView community group might evolve into something that standardizes web views, but we still need to figure out, is there a business interest? Is there a good reason? And who might be willing to work on standardization? So this is the critical thing for me. And I definitely need some of those Servo stickers. That's it for me. And I'm open to for suggestions, questions, ideas. Thank you.
Hi, excellent, thank you very much. I have two questions, excuse my ignorance. Do users get to choose which web view they can use on their platform? And do web views have developer tools?
The first one is, I don't think users get to choose. Developers get to choose in some way, but the choices are pretty limited. So iOS used to have two web views, and they made a new one and deprecated the old one, so you had the choice for some time. But right now, basically every operating system provides their own web views, and you basically get to use that. And otherwise, you have to ship your own web view, which is pretty complicated. I'm exploring with Servo, but you blow up the app size. This is also a thing. You don't want the user downloading a whole browser engine just for your delivery app. And on desktop it might be different because desktop has bigger APIs. And developer tools, basically you use the same developer tools you use for browser development. You can connect to your web view and use developer tools like Chrome for Android web view, Safari for iOS web view. And if you have a debug build of your app, you can connect to this and it's the same experience basically.
Hi, thank you for the talk. If standardization does come to fruition, would those kind of native APIs that Apache Cordova provides come into standardization and be available on all platforms? And would that make Apache Cordova kind of not necessary if it comes to all web views by default, like you can access the camera from all web views?
I think this is a pretty interesting question. So Cordova is using native APIs the web views provide to make the bridge between web view and native. So if everything becomes part of the web, the browser, and then the web view in turn, Cordova will be irrelevant, could be gone. But this is the unofficial model of Cordova since forever. So Cordova always said, once the web caught up to the features we provide, we can cease to exist. So this is basically our end goal. But yeah, the standardization comes in a different way. So the web views have different APIs of interacting with the web. So you can have evaluate JavaScript is a typical API. So if you start in a native land, you start a web view, you have an evaluate JavaScript API, and then you can do something inside the web view. And those APIs are different between different platforms, and those could be standardized. So this is my hopeful dream that this will be standardized at some point. But yeah, we're still figuring out if and how this could be possible.
Cool. Hello. So talking about web views and kind of like going a little bit into the alternative path, because I want to hear your opinion. Have you ever researched on federation of applications about, for example, module federation, also for use cases for mini apps and things like that?
So this is pretty new to me as well. Just at last TPEC, the W3C conference, there was an interesting breakout session about modular web engines that you could have web views that are tailored to a specific use case, so they don't contain all the web features, just the ones that are needed. So this is an interesting use case. There's a whole community group around this. I'm looking forward for this, but yeah, there's also the concern that we don't want to fragment the web or subset the web. So this is something that's definitely in discussion today.
Thank you. I heard you talk and think mostly about real native web views, but we have all these developments now with web views. So we have Electron, we have Vivaldi, we have Firefox, and Google has isolated web apps with controlled frames. And like in my ideal vision, we would kind of get these web views into some standard, and then the UI and the engine of browsers would be pluggable together, and the native parts would just be whatever native translation of those web standards exist. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, this is an interesting thought, and we should continue the discussion. Isolated web apps and all the other topics that are coming up right now are also interesting. We don't want to get stuck in our web views and mini apps, so they are basically silos right now that don't talk to each other, and we're looking to change that pretty soon. And yeah, this should be part of this as well.
Hey, so thanks for the talk, and not really a question, more of saying thanks for creating documentation about web views, because in practice, for instance, browser vendors usually aim for investing a lot on performance, but that comes on the price of sometimes security holes that are very hard to find actually, and there are not easy systematic ways to find them. So I hope that, for instance, documentation about the security implications of web views could be also informative for people working on not only using the web views, but also implementing web features that could open such security holes. And for instance, for me personally, this mini apps usage was completely new, apparently not very popular in Europe. So just a shout out for thanks for sharing this information that you've gathered the hard way, apparently.
Yeah, thank you. It was great to get Android and iOS into the web features BCD space. So we have the documentation everywhere. You can see it on Kenya used right now. And another big plan we have is a security guide for app developers, so you can use WebViews in a secure and responsible way. This is also something we would like to write down, but we haven't found the right person and resources yet.
So I'm wondering if you could talk more about the security implications of these bridges to native. It seems kind of scary to me that you have a web view that can go to an arbitrary website, but then the embedding app can like look at the cookies and inject JavaScript and whatever. I'm not sure how that corresponds to the web's normal security model. Could you say more about that?
Yeah, it's complicated. I can't say much in 1 minute, but web views are pretty scary if you think about it that way. Frameworks like Cordova, Capacitor, Tauri, and whatever, they put extra security measures in place. So those things are secure in that context and that usage. But if you use a web view, just I open up a web view, load any site in there, it's not very secure. You have to think about it. That's why we need this security guide. We need documentation and teach developers how to use it in a good way. And you can use a you could publish an app on the store, use a web view, say, hey, this is my browser XYZ, and then scrap all user information. This could be possible in theory.
We don't have time for our question. Thank you very much.
Thank you.